Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Nah, good evening, man. Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to What Is the Ninja Please Podcast. Now, it's a special treat. This is a Ninja Please Presents production. We like to call this Tales from the TARDIS. Well, I, your host, Yuki, aka Starman, aka Starman Senpai, aka Tomica Black, also known as your Dr. 11, here with my delightful Dr. 10, aka Macchio, the one and only Tanuki, aka Silver Surfer of the Platinum Variety, Ice, Mr. 10. We get together and we do this Tales from the TARDIS thing. If you know, you know. So go ahead and sit back, relax as we drift through a multiverse of dimensions and give you the latest news, updates, and inside take on everything from anime to comics to the black experience to the blurred experience to the geek experience to the nerd experience. We just gonna give it to y'all.
Yeah, it's a trilogy. Ladies and gentlemen, excuse me.
Thank you for tuning into Final Season Tales from the TARDIS.
This is the final one.
Now, I had questions because Skos, I talked to Skos about it.
Yeah.
Because he was like, have you seen the dog? Is it good? I was just like, well, I can't say whether it's good or bad, but I said, you get full spoilers. Like, you do get, you know, Optimus Primal and Optimus Prime in the same place at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like, oh.
We're doing the time travel thing.
How's this going to work? Like, I was really, that's the shit that got me. It's like, okay. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all here at the same fucking time. Like, I'm, all right, let me see where the fuck this goes. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all here at the same time. I'm like, okay.
Right.
I don't know why other Megatron's a bitch. Like, why is Dino Megatron?
Blam, 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 blam. Every time something happens to him, like, you can come running over there. Megatron, damn, bro, my lord.
They struggling with you, my nigga. You soft, bro.
Well, he's hard up until he's trying to protect that Megatron. Yeah. Because he's the tank. You're a fucking T-Rex.
I look at this shit like, wait a minute, bro. You're bigger than him. Like, like,
but you bow down to him.
You're towering over this whole fucking robot, bro. Like,
but he's got to bow down to him because he becomes fucking Galvatron. And that's what he wants. He wants to fulfill the destiny. Bro, that's the whole point. You don't need to fulfill the destiny. But yeah.
It's a cool ride, man. As far as ages, they did that well.
Yeah, I mean, it's Transformers. They gave you everything you wanted from Transformers, shy of it being a revamp of the Transformers movie. Like, I'm sure that's in the making somewhere. Just don't do it CG. I don't want it CG. Reanimate it. Just reanimate it. Don't CG it.
You know they're putting the Transformers movie back in theaters.
The original animated one from the '80s. I'll go watch it.
Yeah, I don't know what theaters are coming out. It's probably some limited release stuff, but I did see for like the anniversary of that when they're putting it back in theaters.
I will go watch it. And never forget that band trip we went on when I bought it and we watched it on the bus.
That was the first time I saw it. That was the very first time I saw the Transformers movie.
I had no idea it was New York. Yeah,
I had no idea there was a Transformers movie. Like, my parents didn't rent me that shit when I was a kid.
Shit,
I didn't know it existed.
Boy,
that was my first time. That was my first time seeing.
We were in Chinatown. Went in that little shop. The Japanese import version, Transformers. Fuck that shit. We watched it on the bus.
Damn.
Back when every time we went somewhere on band trips, we was looking for all the Dragon Ball Z shirts we had never seen before. Like, we finna buy the hell out of them. Everybody else trying to buy all these crazy ass souvenirs and stuff. Now I'm trying to get these Dragon Ball shirts.
Either that or Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Now see, I didn't play Yu-Gi-Oh the card game.
I didn't, but I did at a certain point. I started collecting the cards, but then at a certain point
I played the Pokemon card game.
Yeah, I played the Yu-Gi-Oh card game as far as like, I played the PlayStation version. And that was pretty fun.
Oh, yeah.
But like, I tried the real deal lead thing, like on the show, and it's nothing like the fucking show.
Mm-mm.
And it's just like, honestly, it wasn't a fun experience because I was the new guy. Somebody wanted to beat my ass in the game, and it was just like, bro, you're not even explaining to me how to like, wait a minute, it's not like it is on the show, and you
shit, no.
And then I'm trying to get the rules, and you feeling like you coming at me like it's inconvenient to teach me the shit. But I think I understand enough to play, and I play, and then you just like boom, boom, boom. Oh no, you can do. I was like, man, I'm done. Like, it just wasn't fun. Like, the first time I tried to play Yu-Gi-Oh in real life, I was at like the bookstore. That shit was not fucking fun.
Oh no, them jokers have been playing for months on months at a time by then. Because I used to play Pokemon at Toys R Us. That was not fun. Like, the Pokemon League back then at Toys R Us, boy.
Yeah, because I collected some cards. And some of the cards I collected, shit, I brought. You know what I'm saying? I brought. And they were just like, oh, nah, you can't play with those.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what you mean you can't play with this? Like, nah, bro, those are not in.
They're on the ban list. Damn, yeah, they're not in regulation.
Yeah, you can't play with those. And I was like, damn, even with a fun match, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you still can't play with
them. It was like, nah, you can't play with those. So that was just it. So I never got into it, but I do appreciate at least giving it a shot.
Oh, yeah.
He's giving it a shot. All right, man. We circled there. I want to double back and report this news. It's only right, man. Jodie Whittaker, the Doctor. Doctor Who Series 13 will be 6 episodes long with trilogy of specials in 2022. It's going to be 6 episodes long, the new Doctor Who series. And they're replacing the Doctor, they say. Oh, man. Spokesman said, with the 6-part event, the series announcement for the autumn of 2 specials planned for 2022. That's it. The third quarter? Wow. BBC has now asked an additional final feature-length adventure of the 13th Doctor to form a trio of specials for 2022. This comes after Jodie Whittaker and showrunner Chris Chibnall are set to stand down from their roles at the end of the season, meaning that they only have 9 adventures left before they depart the show and the new Doctor Who inherits the TARDIS keys.
So they got 8 episodes for this season and the special, pretty much, is what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, no. The season's gonna be 6 episodes, and
the specials gonna
wrap up the last 3, make it total 9.
Okay, I misunderstood. All right,
I'm excited to see the. Hey, I gotta put it out there, bro. I'm excited to see him go. Peace out.
Yeah, y'all gotta get the fuck up out of here, dog.
I'm excited.
Everybody was mad at Capaldi for whatever reason. I don't understand. And then we got Jodie Whittaker. I was like, look, I don't want a female doctor, but I'm with it. You know, I will see what we do with this, because I didn't mind Missy. She was fine. I loved Missy. The idea of the master being a woman worked. It made sense to me.
Right.
It made perfect sense to me. But turning the doctor into a chick did not make sense to me. But being a fan of Doctor Who and being open-minded, I'm like, all right, well, if the doctor's going to be a chick, maybe the doctor will finally be Ginger. You know, he hung out with Amelia Pond. She was Ginger. He still never got to be Ginger. Maybe that'll resonate in his mind. And, you know, his wife is River, and her hair was, like, super curly. So maybe he'll look like an Irish girl. No, we didn't get that. We got Jodie Whittaker. God bless her, because I loved her on Broadchurch. Yep, that rain came at 5. I loved her on Broadchurch, but and she was working opposite David Tennant, so of course the doctor gonna rub off on her, but she never fully, her turkey never fully finished cooking for me. That's the best way I can put it. She was not the doctor for me. I didn't ever really have a chance to connect with her.
Okay. I mean, I'll say this. I gotta go back.
I appreciated certain aspects of her, but I never connected with her. I didn't really connect with her companions.
All right, let me go back here. Matt Smith, the name of the Doctor arc.
Mm.
After the results of after the fallout from the 50th anniversary special, where everything came to a head, everything got revealed, the War Doctor, we stopped everything, we prevented. We saved
Gallifrey back.
We saved Gallifrey, bro. We still got to live with the regret of XYZ that happened.
Right. The Time War still happened, but we were able to bring Gallifrey back out of the time lock.
I feel like they wrote themselves into a corner.
Mm-hmm.
They Clara was really popular. Her and Matt Smith, they did that final season when she's in his head, which was brilliant. That last season was off the fucking chain.
They even brought her back in Capaldi's episode. When she came back again.
She was supposed to be gone. And then she wasn't. And okay, so now she's here with Capaldi. The issue with Capaldi was, bro, they wanted him to act. They didn't want to typecast him. They should have. And I said it before, they wrote themselves into a corner with what they did with the doctor's name. They never revealed it in the whole sense of, you know,
the River knew what his name was, and it couldn't be spoken in like human language.
Bruh, the fact after that, and you end up getting Capaldi. Everybody wanted British Clint. Everybody wanted Scottish Clint Eastwood, myself included.
And we got parts of that, but he still was able to, you know, do his cool shit.
I got Uncle and Grandpa.
And people didn't like both sides of it.
I felt like I didn't get the Scottish Clint Eastwood. I feel like I just got Uncle Grandpa, and Uncle Grandpa just, I don't know if you're going back to your roots. He wasn't a teacher. He was, I don't know, bro.
The janitor. Yeah, he didn't want to be a teacher. He was the janitor at the school.
That's pretty much it. And that shit wasn't interesting.
Yeah.
It didn't pull me in, and they tried it. And then when they came with the shit with Bill, at that
inclusion point, and then it's like, bro,
at that point, I just kind of got the realms of y'all writers really, like, someone
tried to make it introspective for the doctor again, like with Matt Smith, where it was like he was dealing with all this turmoil, like when he got locked inside his fob watch in the castle and he had to punch through the crystals. The crystal wall and all that shit. But at the same time, they were using Bill as like this emotional horse for the show. Like, you're supposed to attach to her more so than the doctor. And Nardal wasn't human, so you didn't attach to him.
Bro, they wasted Bill. Yeah. And they wasted Capaldi's interaction with his companion because
my granddad. Like, we all know that is not your damn granddaddy.
It's at that point, it's just Bill was cool, but Bill wasn't really, she ain't really douched
nothing.
She ain't really do shit. And no. I mean, Capaldi was like, I don't know, man. Like,
he always had to prove shit to her. She didn't believe nothing.
I mean, let's take it here, bro. Tennant was in no universe, bro. Tennant was the golden who. He was the one who wasn't to be outdone. So I think when you set the bar that high, and people already saying I ain't gonna watch the show because he's leaving, and there's no possible way I can enjoy this show after Tennant leaves, because Tennant was just he was born for that shit. Matt Smith come, and that shit took
I was
it.
Like that for like it, the first two seasons. I was like, Matt, I don't know, buddy. It got me.
It took it from this UK, you know, historic landmark to an international phenomenon. Mm-hmm. That's when it had
they started US filming episodes in America.
Yeah, it had its US resurgence. You know what I'm saying? They did BBC America. Like, bro, we just gonna, it's gonna be our, we gonna put this on BBC America. It's not even BBC. It's like, you ain't gotta use the internet to track these episodes down. Right. They literally come on your cable package.
Right, and we're gonna do episodes in America now.
Bro, I think he was a harder act to follow because at that point, it's like, so Capaldi,
and even with Capaldi being a fan since childhood and always wanting to be a doctor and people, being on the show,
his perception though, and the other shit that he always did, he was always
no nonsense
cussing and shit. People wanted him to be
that.
They really wanted, and they ain't never get over that perception of, nah, bro, Capaldi gonna be out here, you know what I'm saying,
being setting the doctor people right.
Like,
yeah,
he's have the doctor, attitude, bro. Like, you don't just because you disrespect him, he old, try him. Like, he was the one you supposed to get tried. I was gonna put you across his lap.
Right, exactly.
And just straighten you out.
Right, and let you know real quick, like, look, I've been here for a while. We not playing these games.
And they just did this whole,
kept trying to flip him between the two. Like, nah, he wants to be hip, but he's old and he's tired of the bullshit. Like, she tries to give you that young, bubbly, super happy-go-lucky, I'm just gonna float on the wind and see where it takes me, but I'm the smartest person in the room type shit. Matt Smith had that. With Jodie, she just, I never connected with her like that with Matt.
It's because if they would have did anything else to her character, she would have been Mary Poppins.
And we already suspect that she's a fucking Time Lord.
And I think people, because that's what I look at. It was just like, bro, she wasn't as cool as Mary Poppins. Mary Poppins wasn't supposed to be cool, but Mary Poppins was pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, everybody wanted to be babysat by Mary Poppins.
Yeah, so it's just like, you know what, bro?
Jodie Whittaker ain't Mary Poppins, ain't and Mary the Poppins. Doctor is not a female version.
And I feel like if someone would have came to me and said, Starman, we want you to be the showrunner for the show, but our condition for this season is the Doctor has to be female, I'd have been like, okay, I'm gonna just give y'all science fiction Mary Poppins. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Gonna rewrite or retcon this rebel doctor, the black lady y'all brought in for that bullshit. I'm gonna retcon her, get her out of here. And we gonna have a Dr. Mary Poppins. We gonna get the Disney folk off in here.
But yeah, man. Like I said, man,
that thing don't make no sense.
Like I said, they try. I felt like they got timeless. I felt like there was an agenda in place, and I felt like
the timeless child, bro.
I felt like with that one, and I'm not saying that to be you ain't some gender conspiracy. I was like, no, bro. I really felt that they had. The road to hell is paved with good intentions, bro. I feel like they had good intentions to try. And I have to respect the effort as a Doctor Who fan that, look, this is the direction that you took. In the writer's
room, it probably sounded good, and it just did not work but, in application. Yeah,
I just felt like, no, bro, that honestly, everything just could have been executed better. I wasn't pleased or hyped about none of the ideas, but I felt like they could have been executed better. But I feel like that's really writing's department. Everybody else tried to do their job. Chris Chibnall, that's his shit. Like Jodie showed up to do her thing, but his writing team, he chose to accept.
Two specials in a row, back to back, gave me Daleks. One was multiple, the other was just one. Like, what the fuck is that?
At this point, you're going to have to get young blood in there.
They did. That was the problem. Chris Chibnall was new, and all these motherfuckers on the team were new. Mm. And they came with bullshit. They gave us two specials year in succession of each other. We're going to give you a bunch of Daleks. And then on this one, we're just going to give you one Dalek. What the fuck? Matt Smith hung out with Santa Claus on the Christmas special. The Doctor hung out with Santa Claus on the Christmas special, dog. The 50th anniversary, we got a new version of the Three Doctors. Like, that's one of my favorite classic Doctor Who, like, specials.
I don't know what it was, but...
We got a new version of that.
Like I said, bro, like, I don't know. I don't know if he was just told you got to do... There was only so much you can write, because I felt like they climaxed. And it was easy to drop the ball because they were at the peak, bro. I felt like after the 50th anniversary, they were at a peak. So at this point, it's like, bro, you can take the greatest amount of risk because you'll get the greatest reward because you're at your peak. But if you fuck this up,
you fuck something up. And I felt like
people adore Jodie, so people really like Jodie Whittaker, and people didn't want to like be like, no, Jodie,
mad at her.
It's not you. It's not saying we don't like you,
man. It's the writers.
Like, it's not you. Like, we don't hate the show because of you. I'm not saying we don't want you to have a job. It's just that, honestly, this shouldn't have been the job. But congratulations. That's a backhanded congratulations is all I can really give. It's like, yeah, man, I felt like they ain't do you justice as this character. So, I don't know, man. Doctor Who, they're on their way out. And it's bittersweet because I don't want to sound like a dick saying I'm happy to see him go, but low key, I'm happy to see the revival, bro. Give me a new Doctor. I can't even speculate who. I don't know who's gonna be in charge, but I know that I'm about to get.
Give me a new Doctor.
I know I'm about to get a new Doctor. I'm excited about getting a new Doctor because I think that's something.
As long as it's not a little kid or something extra outside the box, like. Nothing against it. I'm just saying that's not where we're at with Doctor Who, man. You got that with something else.
Yeah, man. Inclusion is good, but just like, look, the main character didn't need revamping.
No. The Doctor had a wife. Why are you trying to give the Doctor a new girlfriend, Yaz and shit? No, where's River at? Doctor got a wife. What are you doing? You can be inclusive that way. It's still two chicks. What are you doing? And but, she liked the young black dude at the beginning because her sister liked her and she was like a little in competition because I went to school with you type shit.
I mean, but see, the big thing is when that gets said, a lot of times it's pushed and it's not presented in an eloquent enough way where right. people won't dissect that and just think that it's an anti this stance. And it's like, right. no, it's more or less of a, like,
you could write it in, just write it in another way.
And we're just like, no, man, it's like, that's not a personal thing. Just fiction wise, like, that ain't what you wanted.
Right. And they have like the opportunity. It could be in there. Just there were chances to write it in another way that they overlooked, which just don't make sense to me. I just don't understand it. Like, okay, you wanted to give the doctor a girlfriend. The doctor's already got a wife. Just bring her back. Why would you want to bring on this weird dynamic with Yaz and the doctor, and she's always feeling like the doctor's going to leave her. She's got this abandonment issue thing going on. Always being passive aggressive towards the doctor. Never doing shit. You got Graham's old ass out here doing way more work, even though he don't do shit. I'm surprised Graham didn't die because he was out here doing work that Yaz was supposed to be doing. Like, she had some of the most useless companions I've ever seen on Doctor Who.
All in the name of
the fam.
Alphabet fan service?
No, that's what she called them. You know, this is my fam. The name of that shit, lady.
You know what,
Jody? I love you, but this ain't.
Jody should have. I said it before. I said it again. They should have had two doctors. There should have been two Time Lords. I should have just shared the space.
That would have been better. That would have been better because they could have worked this angle where like the doctor was out of phase. And depending on what happened at the end of whatever, however long they kept it going, depending on at the end of that season, the doctor would regenerate into either that female, into Jody, or somebody else. Then they would have had a chance to like gauge it out better. I like that idea. Because that's what always happens when there's more than one doctor. They end up out of phase and overlapping with the doctor's timeline from somewhere else in time. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, man. It's. I feel you. I mean, I feel like anybody should be able to, you know, just express that without someone trying to take that shit personal, like it's a personal attack on a community of people. It's like, yeah, it may hurt your feelings, or it may hurt feelings, someone's feelings to hear that. It's like, wow, so because I'm this type of person, you don't want to see me in that role, and it's just like, it's mean.
No,
that
it's not that. It's
like, nah, that's just, to me, it's just like, no.
Like, it's not you, it's just I would rather have you in another role that they already have that exists. Like, if you did become the doctor, I'd rather it be down the road where it makes more sense. Right, I mean,
that's still
it makes
a,
no sense.
That's still a no, but.
Yeah, right.
But it's still a no. Yeah, so, but someone, that's yeah, what I'm saying.
The caveat
no,
don't make it no better.
Yeah, it won't make it no better. It's because at the end of the day, it's still like, got to be like a flat out no. It's like, I don't want a black Clark Kent. No. I mean, you could tell me Val's odds here, but I don't feel like you got to make Clark Kent black. But,
yeah.
I mean, this is not limited to a race thing or a gender thing or sexual orientation, whatever. No. It's not one of those things, but
The character and the presentation of the character that just wasn't represented.
Yeah, but like I said, a character changes a lot. They give it to another. Someone else gets to feel good about it, and you may end up just not feeling anything or feeling bad about it because you don't relate to it. Like I said, it's one of those things that doesn't have to happen when you can be so creative. You just feel like within the bounds of creativity, there's so much to be done other than swapping and flipping. Mm-hmm. It just seems lazy. Like, my thing is, it just seems lazy. Like, a lot of times, it just seems lazy. Like, the swapping and the flipping. But, like I said, you gotta read the room right now. It's one of those things with... I don't know, man. I respect people as individuals, as communities, mm-hmm. and my intention is not to step on people. That's why, you know, a lot of shit, you know, gets in the news, but it's a lot happened this week as far as inclusion, as far as phobias, this and a whole bunch of other stuff. But I will, what I can say is, as insensitive as it may sound, it's just sometimes I feel like stuff ain't broke. It don't need to be fixed. Don't take it personal. It could have been something. I didn't want this to change. It's not exclusively mutual of what it changed into that I'm mad at. It's just that, no, I didn't want this to change in any capacity. Doctor Who is something that always changes, so there was right. always a leeway and that someone could technically say, well, it always changes.
It's about change, but it's like, yeah, but no, it doesn't.
And it's like,
it that does, was, but it doesn't.
It's a harder pill to swallow. Jodie was a harder pill to swallow, mm-hmm. but it's not a litmus test of where someone stands socially.
Not at all. We go back to that point. That is not the end all be all to judge somebody's character.
But when you say it, I didn't want it to be a black woman. I didn't want it to be a trans person. I didn't want it to be this person.
That
but,
makes it sound like you should be in this box. And it's like, no, that's not what
and
I'm
saying. And it's almost like, so it's like, oh, but you wanted, you could with ginger. And it was just like, well, they mentioned the ginger shit and it'd be cool because no ginger actors played it.
Right. On the and show. We always want the doctor to get what he
the
wants.
The doctor's never been generation. This before either. It's like someone can find something and just sit up there and hammer and hit you across the head and say, well, you're not this enough. Right. Because and it's like,
but that's not
you don't side saying. With me on this issue. You're not an ally. Like, bro, this ain't about allies, bro. This is about a fictional TV show, bro.
Right.
This ain't,
I can be an ally. This ain't with the revolution, a list bro. Of 98 things, right.
Doctor
I can be an ally on a list with 98% on it. Just because I don't agree with you on two things don't make me your enemy. Like,
that simple as it. But I hate that I hate
that makes you an enemy.
Yeah, like people, you know, it puts people on the outside box when that happens. And I get words matter and how you express them matters. I was just like, but me not saying
the understanding
it,
behind
but me
it.
Not saying it out loud doesn't change that internally I see nothing wrong with the way I feel, because I know I'm not gonna treat you like shit.
Right.
I know, like, I'm not gonna oppress you. I know,
right,
I'm
my
not
character
gonna,
right, my character does not what is it? Deny you or demean you in any way?
Right. I know.
So what would make you feel like I'm like, trying to be harmful?
And it's just like, look, I got a platform. I try my best to be responsible. But look, I am not going to always meet your criteria of expectations of what you feel I need to say.
Sometimes
and who are you
are
to
funny.
Tell me to shut the fuck up? Like, no, this is how it's free speech. I'm not being hateful. On that note, Michael Che did come under some, you know, he did come under fire
hot
this
fire.
Weekend. Hot fire. Hot fire.
Super hot fire.
Super hot fire, Michael Che. For Simone Biles jokes, claimed he was hacked.
Mm. So he didn't post them. That he was. They got posted on his hacked account.
The story read, his first story on IG said that he was going to add, he wanted to make Simone, okay, he said, I want to make fun of Simone Biles. He continued, I got 3 minutes of Simone Biles jokes in my head. I'm either going to the cellar tonight to say them, into a microphone, as a dorky kid say, I'm choosing violence. He said, jokes about bisexual abuse from former USA gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassir were rated 9 out of a 10 by Che. A racist joke about Olympus athletes rated 8 out of a 10. Michael Che told you he wanted to make jokes about her, then he made jokes and proceeded to get killed. About he got killed, threatens of counsel. They unloaded on his ass. And I saw it because it let me know, like, look, man, it's a lot more people riding for Simone Biles than there are people trying to tear her down, bro. I feel like she has the support. She's going to continue to get the support. Yeah, his jokes were in bad. The jokes he said were in bad taste. But honestly, I feel like as a comedian, they're going to keep shooting shots. You got to be fearless. You're going to keep shooting shots. You're going to keep saying controversial things. You're going to say, because that's the whole point of comedy, right? To not be too scared to try the joke. It may land bad and you're going to be held accountable for saying some fucked up, mean, or disrespectful shit. But I have to respect, like, Dave Chappelle, that's honestly, I've heard too many interviews with him just expressing, like, look, man, I don't want comedians to be scared to take a joke. Right. Sure, you're going to get some backlash for it. Some shit, yeah, you probably shouldn't have said that, but it's the stage. That's what comedians do. You think of this shit, it might be funny. You'll never know if you don't say it.
Right.
And if you might
you
take
try,
some,
man.
And you might take some heat by it. I just feel like I can't be mad at Michael Che because it's what comedians do. Now, that's not to say I don't. What if it was your daughter? Like, look, I'm not saying it wasn't disrespectful or was in bad taste or bad timing. I'm just saying he's not the first. Like, Michael Jackson, when he was dealing with his rape, child molestation cases in the 90s, he caught all kinds of jokes from everybody. It's a different time, but he caught all the fucking jokes. Continued to catch all the jokes through time. Kanye caught all the jokes when he was going through, you know, I gotta get admitted here, there, this is, oh, having a mental breakdown. Like, everyone, no one is off limits when it comes to comedy, bro. They go with everybody. And it's the timing may be bad, but I feel like there is definitely a history of people, you know, stepping on, insulting black women or demeaning black women. So I can get why people extra, I understand why people extra sensitive about it, because they want to ride for her. How dare we lost Shakira Richardson, and this is the wrong time, because it seemed like with the whole, you know, the athletes, testosterone being too high, it just seemed like black women just keep being the subject of everything. Then you got Piers Morgan fucking ass just out here just doing a whole report. I'm like, dog, you really don't like black women, bro. You really,
that's what it sounds like right,
like,
now.
Like, that's exactly what it looks like, bro. I'm like, damn, Pierce, making it look
like
fuck?
You got, right, making it look like you got a, like, problem,
like, you going
with
out
black
your
women.
Way, like, there's no one else, you, everybody you find a problem with,
right, happens to be black,
happens to be a black woman, bro. Like, what the fuck? So I get it, it's the bad timing, but I mean, Michael Shea fed y'all Bill Cosby in the way, you know, with jokes too. So I'm just like, bro, he's done this. But I didn't discover how many people was like, oh man, he ain't funny, I don't like him, blah 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 blah. I was like, Michael Shea's pretty fucking funny, dude. Like, I like Michael Shea. I ain't with that canceling shit. Get a motherfucker to say I'm sorry. He didn't say you sorry, he said he got hacked. I was like, look, bro, that's his story, he gonna stick with it. Deny. Like, bro, it's the fucking internet, get over the shit. Like, bro, he did not.
That's
mean,
the whole point of the. That's
a
thank
joke,
you,
bro. Get over
it's
the shit.
It's the fucking internet, bro.
Get
and it's
over
comedy.
This shit.
It's the. These are two things that are supposed to be.
Nigga got drunk protected. And thought, drunk tweeted, bro. He's,
right. These are supposed to be two things that protect your First Amendment right to be free to
say, like,
what
bro,
you
I
want.
I didn't say it. I just shared. I was right. Thinking it, but I didn't say
I
it.
He didn't even think it, bro. These were jokes that were presented to him based on, I want to make jokes. Y'all send them to me, I will rate them. These jokes came out of somebody else's brain. Yeah. He didn't even coax them into making the joke. They presented the joke to him. It's not his fault. That's not his fault.
You know what happened after the story came? I went to go look for the jokes.
I'm pretty sure they got pulled.
Yeah, but you had to track them down. A lot of them, they just pulled them off. They was like, no, we're going to show them. And it's just like, bro, it's like, it ain't no disrespect to her. And she, it's like, you don't want to take it personal, but like, it's just, I just, like I said, she's dealing with a lot right now. And I understand when people say, bro, if you know she's going
through
a lot,
you don't want to
shoot that. Why add stuff on? You know she's going through a lot. She's a target. She's dealing with this mental health stuff. Why would you even do that? It's the bad time.
Being a comedian, my job is to make observations.
Fucked up comedy exists. Dark comedy exists. And what makes it, the fact that I feel appalled that someone said it, honestly triggers the reaction of me laughing like, wow.
I can't believe you said that shit.
And sometimes it's just, wow, next. I'm on to something else.
Right.
But you keep repeating it, repeating it. You making it a bigger deal than it actually is, bro. This is, that's what motherfuckers do.
React and carry on with your life,
but
bro.
But they want to use their collective loud agreeing at the same time to take that man wallet. You know, to
which
fuck up a
fair.
Bank, to push him out the way.
Which is not fair.
And they want to call it accountability. And I'm just simply like,
this man's whole MO.
No, accountability is someone from Simone Biles' family running up on Michael Shea and throwing hands.
That's not accountability.
No, to me, that's the only accountability I'm willing to go with, is like someone close to her was like, oh, you out of pocket, nigga. It's on sight. When I see you square up, bro, how you going? Don't talk about my cousin like that.
Well, see, that's a personal thing. Like,
it's
okay,
still a nigga moment, but even that's funny too.
Yeah, exactly. So even still, you the butt of the joke.
Like, bro, it's,
at the end of the day, you still the butt of the joke, dog.
He's like, man, you make jokes about it. I was just like, bro, y'all never seen South Park or Family Guy, bro. What the
And y'all watch y'all that. Group. No, they watch those shows expecting to never be made fun of.
It's just like, what
you
we
live in this
line?
Bubble of, oh, I can make fun of you, but don't ever make a joke about me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I can laugh at the expense of the rest of the world, but don't ever laugh at me.
You can make better jokes. Well, you tell your jokes then. You get them and get you your own HBO special. Right. Like, bro, I promise you, Simone Biles is strong and has a strong support system of millions of fans. and people who just want her to be okay. She is fine, bro. Like, this is the last thing. She dealing with a lot. Y'all blowing this shit up and throwing her face. Look, look. See what they're doing to you? She probably like, bitch, I'm at the Olympics. You think I give a fuck?
Right. My homegirl just hit a triple axel over here. What the fuck is y'all talking about? I don't give a damn about that.
It's just like, bro, Michael Che is being Michael Che, bro. He's being a comedian.
He's doing his job.
And if y'all don't want him, don't support him, that's on y'all. But, I mean, come on, bro. This is,
that's what the mute button's for.
No, because if Dave Chappelle would have did this, everybody would laugh. This is completely dependent upon how people feel about Michael Che, bro. If Dave Chappelle would have said those jokes,
I mean, he it really went did viral. Set the standard would, because he told trans jokes and nobody got mad at him.
Everybody got mad at him when he did that.
But it didn't fucking matter.
It was more people that they liked Dave Chappelle more. More people were right. Running like, oh, just it's just comedy.
Exactly. Everybody said it was as just comedy. Because
they like
right.
Dave Chappelle.
Right.
So when they like Simone Biles more than they like right. Michael Che.
Right.
So it's fuck Michael Che. But they like Dave Chappelle more than they like. Yeah, it's just like they chose to roll with Dave even at that expense and had no problem doing so then. And I'm like, people gonna always do that, but comedy is gonna hurt somebody. Like,
that's part of it.
Like, that's honestly battle rap, whether it's battle rap, whether it's comedy, it's like a level of dunking on somebody gonna hurt somebody's feelings and their pride.
Think about that. If you are a basketball player that's known for boxing somebody out in the paint and you get posterized that night, Tuesday, for the rest of the week on ESPN, day and night, these motherfuckers are showing a recap of you not keeping somebody out. And now you getting played on for the rest of the week at practice because you got to keep motherfuckers from doing that to you again at the next game.
Bro, if someone makes when someone makes a rape joke, less people are going to laugh at that joke because it's not a joke.
Right, that is a real event that is not to be made light of.
And people are going to get mad at it, but it's, look, I can stand on it like, bro, there's nothing funny about rape. That shit ain't no fucking joke.
Nope.
Dead ass. The dude
but
who
comedians
the
will dude, make
Nasir,
jokes about
like
it.
The Nasir, like the dude who did that shit was sick, bro. They done buried this motherfucker under the jail.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit, bringing that shit up is definitely triggering for people. And timer. Mm. It's definitely triggering for people. And that's why I absolutely get why that shit's not okay. But like,
people gonna make jokes about it, dog.
This is Black, aka Lord Black, aka Black Wolf, and you are listening to the Ninja Please podcast.
See, the thing is, I done got to this point where it was something else that was on my mind. It was something else I seen on Netflix that I can't fucking remember. Like a movie or a show. It's something else I done
explained.
Seen.
Explained? You saw it, but you didn't have a chance to talk about it.
I mean, I only seen certain episodes. They did one about flags. They did one about flags. Came out yesterday. I watched it and talked about flags. I thought that shit was dope. Playing the whole point, purpose. No, they're going to talk about the Nazis. You can't talk about flags without talking about the Nazis. No, they were going to talk about the Confederate shit. You know, they were going to talk about, like, red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
The British flag. They start the episode interviewing these women from, I'm trying to remember, like, they interview, like, people from museums and stuff, and they were just talking about, like, the history of flags and what it mean. They shed some light. They talked about Ethiopia for a little split and how they influenced, they talked about apartheid. South African flag.
And was just, I was talking to somebody about apartheid this week. They didn't know about whole South Africans wanting to be separated from the rest of Africa. And
that shit went on through the 90s, bro.
Yeah.
And even after meeting people from South Africa, it comes, it's like, damn, bro, like, you my age, so you grew up, like,
living in that.
Yeah, bro, like, you was always, like, 8, 9, 10 years old, and it was apartheid. I was 10 years of your life that you lived through that.
Mm-hmm. That's civil unrest in a way you can think of.
Yeah, man. Like, 60 some people and Mandela's people get shot, and y'all tear down their organization, throw him in jail. Like, damn. That shit. Part top. Boy. Yeah, they touched on that with the flags. Different countries, different flags. How colonies that were colonized end up coming with their own flags when they get their own country.
Yep.
Why they got the colors they got. They explain why Jamaica that come from Ethiopia. They were just like Ethiopia flag spread to like all these other flags.
That's why Rastafarians believe about Ethiopia.
Yeah,
that's
they talk about comes from. Marcus Garvey and the Pan-African flag. Bro, they talked about like,
and you see where a lot of the colors from the black fraternities and sororities come from.
Well, they
tied in with that.
Well, they didn't touch on that, but what they did touch on was the Supreme Court case that said you can desecrate a flag and it's part of free speech. I feel like that was a double-edged sword, because I feel like if they would have said that shit wouldn't have stood in the Supreme Court, then you could argue the case that, hey, y'all can't fly none of these Nazi, Confederate, y'all can't fly none of that.
None of these hateful flags.
Y'all can't fly none of that then. And that would have been the precedent. It was like, well, we can't. But it tied all that under the free speech protection. And it kind of just gave them like,
they can represent their ideal.
And it's like, man, and then it's like, bro, come on, like, you gonna leave that loophole in there?
Right, at what point is it from, does it go from being free speech to actual, it's a hate act, it's not like a hate crime because you're not doing it to anybody specifically, but you know there's hate behind the intent of doing this.
Bro, and they asked that question. Through flags, you see this shit, and so many different people see something different when they look at it. And that's, they just ask people what you think of when you see. And it's a great episode. It's 25 minutes
UK
long.
UK flag is just straight white with the X on it, like, bruh.
It's but they interview island people talking about that. Like,
not supposed to be here.
It's like like Colin is like, bro, it's a dope episode. Shout out to Explain, man. It's a whole, I haven't watched all of them. I just, I put one in when I'm doing something because it's 2020.
They always come out with some new ones like at every random time.
Yeah, and it's so much, like, I can binge them all in a day, but I like just, if I can't find nothing to watch, I can just throw that on. If I need to kill 20 minutes and I want to put something on interesting. Sometimes I don't want to put a series I'm going to fall asleep on. Sometimes I just want to catch one episode about something and just move on to something else.
Like, Netflix got another one. It's like the guide to sleep and the guide to meditation and all those, like, it's the same one that made a special about the psychedelic movement.
Right.
When people were doing the psychedelic drugs back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and they talked to the musicians. I think those same guys did that. That was pretty good, too. Just like on Vice, they got Dark Side of the 90s. I haven't started that one yet, but it's made by the same people who made Dark Side of the Ring.
When you said Dark Side, that's when I figured it out.
I want to watch that shit. I haven't started it yet, but I got to.
Yeah, man. Like I said, Netflix, they've been coming with the heat. They've been coming with the heat. They got a lot
coming.
Come
with some more of it.
Well, they got a lot coming. I'm going to shift gears here because, you know, I done gave them some love. I went back and the movies that made a season two is out.
Yes, watch that.
Yeah, I'm going to start watching season one because I missed that whole thing. So I'm going to go back and watch that.
So good.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out. The new Rurouni Kenshin's out. I'm going to watch that tomorrow morning.
I'm telling you, dog, it's not going to get you like how, what was the last Kenshin when Tomoe died? When they both got sick. What was that one?
I mean, I know that was one of the Samurai X's, but that was an animated one, like the second.
Yeah,
or
which
third
one was that?
Second or the third one?
I can't remember the name of it. All I'm gonna say is the person they cast is Tomoe in this one. She is spot on. I mean, she, like, you know, sometimes you'll watch these movies, and of course there are people that look like some kind of reference for them to draw these anime characters based on. And then sometimes there are people that just embody these anime characters so well. And I guess it's just being American and seeing Japanese people or Asian people or Korean people. And, you know, you've got this preconceived notion or whatever. But she looks like what you think Tomoe would look like from Kenshin. Not... Speaking of which, we got to talk about that too. Not Junji Ito's Tomoe, but...
Happy birthday to Junji Ito.
Yes, but this Tomoe, Kenshin's Tomoe, she had the look, the blank, vacant, but she has this cute wholesomeness to her, like, okay, for some reason I'm drawn to her type thing. I don't know where they found her, but she's got that look. It fits so well.
That's what's up.
It works really good.
Yeah, they did good with the casting. I always thought that, like I said, the last one, that's the biggest thing I could praise them for.
Oh yeah,
I mean, cause most of the time casting gets done right. I think one of the rare exceptions of casting being completely wrong was Full Metal Alchemist. And I think that's really because you knew that these were supposed to be, some of these people were supposed to be German, Anglo-Saxon, white people.
Y'all chose to make them all Asian.
And I mean, yeah, given your cast, blah blah blah, y'all should have made this with Hollywood or somebody. Like this should have been a connection piece. Like, bro, this wasn't.
Yeah,
like, we get it. We seen the show. Like,
because even Bleach was better than.
It's like Attack on Titan.
Full Metal
would have been the same thing like Attack on Titan. It's just like, yeah, bro. Like you got to do. You can't switch up none of these key blonde haired, blue eyed, like you
they're get full to, on not Asian. You, they are European,
right? They. Right.
Yes. Yeah. They are European, man.
Yeah, man. So that shit goes a long way. And, you know, it ain't no big deal when it don't get done. You see, that's the thing. It ain't a big deal.
It just adds a little bit more when you do it.
Yeah, when you do it right, it's right.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I get it, bro. You can't get that many white people in Japan. Like,
casting wise. The ones that are there, yeah.
Yeah, casting wise, you was like, bro, this ain't gonna work. We just gonna, fuck it. We just gonna run, well, we just gonna run with these people, put some makeup on. It's like, all right, cool, fine, go ahead. Right. Make your movie.
Do what you gotta do.
But Kenshin is something I felt like they got right. They was like, no, we can throw the makeup. We can do this.
We'll cast the people who look the part.
Yeah, because the way we do people, we don't go as hard comic booky when it comes to looks. We try our best to, we got to
this
do that
is the
degree
cinematic
of realism.
Universe version.
Realism. We have to have that practical. I love how Daredevil's outfit looks. You know what I'm saying? Iron Man's outfit, I know that shit would be real fucking
heavy. I
mean,
because Daredevil is more grounded. Spider-Man is more grounded. Even though they use more CGI for Spider-Man than Daredevil, he just, it's more tactile for him. He's blind, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a connection to Daredevil that's not there for Spider-Man. Like, if you're a fan of Spider-Man, you're usually a fan of Daredevil. But if you're a Daredevil fan, you're not a fan of Spider-Man.
Bro, I'll give you a good example. And this is not Marvel-related, but I'm going to jump over here because this is the best example I can think of. Catwoman animated. I've never seen it live. Michelle Pfeiffer, the closest one. I've never seen nothing better. And it's just like...
Yeah, because old girl from... What's the other
Princess
chick's
Bride.
Name? Yeah.
Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, she wasn't the Catwoman that would be rememberable. No. We all know that Zoe Kravitz will be, though. We hadn't seen anything of her, and we know she's going to be better
we
than Anne Hathaway.
Because... Like,
we know this.
Bro, I guess that's my whole point. Like,
she oozes Selena Kyle...
Bruh,
in her regular
Halle
form.
Berry is a classic. If you go back to the entire history of cinema, you want to. She's gonna be on almost everybody's
that
top
movie was a bomb,
five
but
or top
yeah.
10 list of most beautiful women. God and blessed us to put on. Blessed and put on.
They
the
still count her as one of the and top Catwomans.
Her Catwoman. I think if her Catwoman would have looked better, people would have felt better about it. But the costume was horrible. Like even Halle Berry, as beautiful and fine as she is, can look like. Catwoman, they can fuck it up with Halle Berry's body, bro. You fucked up.
Because the story
Catwoman.
Made no sense, and yeah, the acting within the movie made no sense, but she still looked good.
Yeah,
and costume, think, like you say, could have been better.
Like Batman, they always get Batman's costume right. But I'm gonna be honest with you, it's a whole
Batman
list.
Has a lot of costumes.
Yeah, but then you get torn. I like the Flash's costume in the TV show more than I like it in the movie. The movie, when you explain the tech behind it, it's like, yeah, but it never looked like that, bro. Like,
yeah, he didn't have to have that big bulky look like it was made at the house on some cosplay shit. That, like, you expect the Barry Allen suit
the
from
one,
the Flash,
the
show.
Flash TV show. That's it's a better looking suit. A lot of other characters. Shazam suit looks great.
I love it.
The Black Adam suit, from what I've seen, looks great.
I love it. I love it.
I'm giving DC a lot of love with their suits. That's not to say Marvel doesn't.
Wonder Woman's suits look great. Superman suits look great.
Marvel suits be CGI when they look their best. That's the CGI. I know Iron Man CGI.
Spider-Man CGI, but Thor's suit looks great.
His silhouette, he always had dope suits, though.
Yeah.
Like you said, because it's grounded. Daredevil, his suit was grounded. Jessica Jones didn't have no suit. Luke Cage didn't have no suit.
Well, when they did Tobey Maguire, I mean, not Tobey Maguire, but Tom Holland suits are CG. Every Tom Holland suit has been CG, except for the hoodie one.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen the pictures of him like on set in the suit, but I'm pretty sure it's a lot of CG with it.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, even let me think, who else?
Well, depending on which one, I say that. Depending on which suit, like most of them are CG. But yeah,
like I said, Jessica Jones didn't have no suit. Luke Cage ain't no suit. Iron Fist ain't no suit.
He had a suit, but it wasn't what you expected. It wasn't the full comic accurate one.
Right, they ain't do the suit.
It wasn't the Kun Lun with the green and the yellow.
Hawkeye. They just redid him.
They gave him a tactical suit.
There was no right. They were like, bro, we can't do this comic book video game cartoon version.
Hawkeye
bro.
Version.
We have to change up Hawkeye.
Yeah, and make him look more tactical.
Tactical.
They didn't even give him the mask.
They didn't give him the mask.
Which, they could have changed those to goggles, which would have made sense. But no, it's all his natural ability, Marvel, which is what I respect about Hawkeye.
Marvel will give us people with no fucking suits, and we'll just have to just take it. Luke Cage, at least one time they gave him the fucking shirt, but
yeah, he had the hoodie for the most part, and it's like, yeah, he used to rock the hoodie, but that wasn't like his costume.
But look, they ain't give him no costume. He was a black dude with a yellow t-shirt, some jeans.
Yeah. So
it was real easy to do that. It's just like, oh, okay.
But that was his costume.
Same thing with Jessica Jones.
She wasn't a superhero per se, so she didn't really have a costume. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? She had an aesthetic. Just like, more like Luke Cage. They had aesthetics more so than an actual costume.
That's why I like with Wanda, they finally gave, when they finally went full on Scarlet Witch, they gave her a suit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When they gave her the suit, because for so long she just had this practical Power Ranger silhouette of you're dressed in the color that you represent.
Right.
But you're not
in the costume.
Yeah, because that's what they did with Hawkeye.
Yeah. They gave him a tactical suit with a little purple in there. Everything else served the purpose.
But are they giving Kate Bishop a suit?
I think she'll get a suit of some kind, especially considering the fact that she's going to be a young Avenger. I don't know if they're going to do the whole time jumping element within Hawkeye. I don't think they're going to do all that, but I think Kate Bishop is going to have a suit of some kind.
All right.
Because I think that's going to be the payoff for her.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the whole thing about Kate Bishop was she wanted to take up the mantle after Clint. So I think that she's gonna get a suit. I think that'll be the payoff for her.
Yeah,
the
dude's like, look, man, someone who needs to aim like that ain't finna have shit on their eyes.
Right. And so even if they do, I was like, you know, it would make sense if he did to help him zoom in and this kind of thing.
Actor being like, bro, I'm not wearing that.
Right. And Jeremy Renner, I appreciate him for sticking to his guns.
He was just like, bro, I'm not wearing that. Even if they tried to give us, he was like, bro, I ain't wearing that.
Right, I'm not.
I'm not putting that on.
I don't feel like Clint will wear it, and I'm not gonna.
Like, watch and see. Anthony Mackie, he ain't gonna have the goggles after this whole season 2.
I know,
I'm just talking shit.
No, I mean, but if they decided to change the way it looked, I could see it. But I mean, he's flying around, so he's gotta have something to protect his eyes. And he don't have a full on mask, and I wouldn't see him having one.
But at the same time, the first Avengers, they had Captain America with the helmet on. And it was alright, because it was commander friendly. Mm-hmm. Then when they did him and his necks, when you seen him without it, you was like, oh no, bro, you don't need no helmet.
Right, that's when he took it off, like, oh no, that's when it's really me. Okay. It's Steve out here.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, I'm fucking with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
then when it became Nomad, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because the suit thing could be so bad. But like I said, Hawkeye, that's why I came here, because
November 24th.
Disney Plus show Hawkeye comes out November 24th. Wednesday before Thanksgiving, bro.
I'm ready.
I believe that's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Wait, Clint and Kate Bishop. gonna be training her own up, dog. And those are two out of the three characters that I have at level 150 on Avengers right now. Thor is my other level 150 character. I need to get back on Kamala Khan. I don't play Black Widow at all. I don't play Hulk at all. I play Cap and I play Iron Man. But I need to get them leveled up too. Especially before we get to this War for Wakanda. Mm. Comes out in 2 weeks.
Wakanda forever. Yeah, man. Disney Plus is... What If is coming August 11th?
Yes.
Gonna run 10 weeks through October 13th.
Mm-hmm. That's gonna be a long time. Yeah, 10 episodes, but I didn't think about it like that. 10 weeks, that's roughly 2.5 months.
Mm-hmm. Then you get a month and a couple weeks, and then you get Hawkeye.
Yep.
And then Spider-Man is coming like 2-3 weeks, like almost 1 month after Hawkeye, they're getting Spider-Man.
Suicide Squad comes out within a week, I think.
And I think Guardians has a Christmas special that's coming out at the end of the year.
Cool. I will watch it.
I
will definitely watch it.
Yeah, man, like I said, 2022 is going to be here before you know it. Because this year, as far as the content and everything, it's just like, bro, once the kids go back to school, bro, the summer, to me, the summer officially ends when the kids go back to school. Even if you ain't got kids, when the school come back open, it's just like, bro, that's it. Like,
which is, because kids go, 2 to 3 weeks. You know why?
Because you're going to practice for what? Sports.
Oh, yeah.
Football season. Going to practice right after school. It's over with, bro.
Nobody's watching anything anymore.
It's just like, that's not a summer sport, bro. Mm-hmm. It's over with. Summer's done. It's still hot, bro, but
summer is over with.
But you know, in the fall,
it
that's
is the fall.
When,
yep.
It's that's
fall
when now. All the shows, that's when everything comes out. Everything comes in high drive as far
prime
as content.
Time. Yep.
Prime time. Like, it's still hot. Even in the streaming era, the fall
throughout
is still,
the week. Not so much on the weekends, because they know, oh, well, we got
sports
now.
Mm-hmm. But Monday through Friday, something's coming out. So I can see why. Smart move. Shout out Disney Plus going Wednesday.
Ahead of the curve.
Yeah, they said everything going forward is Wednesday. So, Hawkeye. Okay. Especially around Thanksgiving. That'd be cool.
And at first, they said it was only going to be Loki because they wanted to give it a different feel. But they were like, nope.
Dog, it wasn't even a week after they said the Loki shit. They just like, nah, Wednesday's going
to be. That's going to be our new thing.
There's like movies Friday, everything goes Wednesday.
Wednesday. TV shows Wednesday.
Yep.
That's fine. I mean, they pretty much changed the standard of releases, because all releases were like Tuesday and Thursday.
Well, let's jump back over. Well, we're still on Marvel, man. Quantumania just started filming.
And Disney is getting on board with that, which I'm cool with, because look, I'm just going to preface it by saying, once I come back, I will know better how I feel about this. But
you're going to do that one?
No, what I'm saying is, the way I feel about how Disney is trying to incorporate all these new inclusive experiences with their, not necessarily having to go to Disney campgrounds or, you know, entertainment grounds, I'm not mad at it. These jokers decided they're going to put in an Ant-Man and the Wasp-based dinner situation. Dinner play or whatever you call that shit. On the cruise ship. On the Star Wars side, they're building a hotel that is going to look like a Star Destroyer. And you can stay in it. Yeah, like, I'm with that shit. Like, this inclusivity, like, immersion that they're trying to do.
Yeah.
I'm with that.
I mean, a Star Destroyer hotel is like, it's going to stay booked.
Yeah, you know that.
It's going to stay booked.
You know that, dog. I'm with all this shit. And then they're doing this on the cruise ships.
The cruise ship shit, I wouldn't even... You did this to tell shareholders, hey, bro, keep pumping the money in.
Right.
Because I'm just like,
we doing it.
With everything...
Avengers Campus is just the start.
Bro, with everything going on right now, you decide to tell me we're going to do an Ant-Man and the Wasp dinner next summer on the cruise
ship. On cruise ships, that's like, you don't even know what's happening, but you're part of a... dinner and experience and my situation. Thing is
cruise ship. I'm just like, bro, with everything going on, y'all actually cruise ship. All right,
putting a stunt situation together
on a cruise
cruise ship.
So with that, premiering, everybody got to bounce back.
Yes. So what it says here is premiering in summer of 2022. This all new cinematic dining adventure will assemble some of Earth's mightiest and tiniest superheroes in a larger-than-life showcase of revolutionary quantum science and world-class cuisine. Guests will play an interactive role in an action-packed Avengers mission that unfolds around them, complete with the worldly menu inspired by the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, man, that's fucking, what they call that, theater? Play... Dinner theater, what?
Dinner theater, bro. That's exactly what it is. Quantumania inspired.
Yeah, man. I'm pretty sure. I hope they still do stuff like that at the parks. I hope that wouldn't be those type of events. I don't want them to be limited to just the cruise ship, which I'm pretty sure they won't, because it's so volatile with everything going on. But that's next summer.
But I mean,
summer,
at Avengers Campus, though, they going.
Are you reserved for the ones you want to do? Like,
I don't have to reserve for that. So okay. I guess I'll say it now.
Because I know with the whole variant, the COVID shit, I know they're like, it's limited capacity. You have to reserve in advance if you
want. Oh, I already bought my tickets though.
I'm talking about like calling them saying, I'm on the list. I want a table at 3:30 on this day.
I got to do that on the apps and all that stuff. It's all mobile for that. And everything beyond that, they have standby for it. And they just reinstated the masks everywhere thing, but it's everywhere outside.
I read that this morning.
Yeah, but they have opened up a whole lot of stuff at Disney. Back Disneyland. I don't know about Disney World, but Disneyland has opened a whole lot of stuff back up that was closed. So the crowd will be a little spread out more. Mm-hmm. But at Avengers Campus, it's a whole separate thing. Just like how Island of Adventure is different from Universal Studios.
Right.
It's part of Disney California Adventure, but it's a separate thing. Mm-hmm. So, going to the Pim's Test Kitchen and all that, getting the shrunk down burger and all that, that's separate. I'll plan that out and set my reservations.
You get an app to do your reservations.
Yeah, they have a Disney app for that, and then they have a whole nother app that is for just Disneyland or Disney World that you can interact with.
You really
got to
create your own itinerary, but it's just like with everything going on, it's harder to wing it, I imagine. It's like, you got this app.
I mean, you can wing it, but it's like,
if you want to guarantee do it, you know, they're giving me an app. They're giving me an app. I'm like, lock it in.
Yeah, not everything, but like,
I'ma show up to your restaurant and order water and bread, bro. I just want to see.
Oh, hell no, they finna give you that shit.
Bullshit.
You can't order that.
I'ma order a drink.
Okay, yeah. You can do
I'ma order a drink. I'ma sit down and order a drink. Like, I wouldn't sit down and
do mobile order, and it's like, okay, be here by this time. That's what they do. Like, be here by this time if you want to eat in, then be here, then they'll give you a table.
You got a bar?
If you want to. That is the thing about that. That's why I'm so excited to go, because I'm going to be drunk as fuck out there. Disney did not serve alcohol for a very long time. Mm-hmm. It was a dry, what do you call it?
Yeah, I get it. Dry part.
Yeah, it was dry, period. And now they start selling alcohol. They were like, yeah, we'll serve a little here, we'll serve some there. But it's 2-drink minimum per visit. Mm-hmm. But you can leave and then come right back. That's still per visit. But you can go here and make a reservation over there and do whatever you want to do it. Friday is Star Wars Day. Saturday is going to be Avengers Day. It's going down.
That's what's up.
Because Star Wars has their own different kind of alcoholic drinks. And then Avengers Campus Pim's Test Kitchen, they have their different kind of alcoholic drinks. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a whole different experience on both days.
Yeah, man. That's
everything in between there is going to be regular Disney shit. Everything else Disney sprinkled in.
Like, sorry, ScarJo. Going to Disney World.
Right.
Going to Disneyland.
Shit. I already went to the movies and supported you. That ticket might help me a little bit. It might give me a little bit of something.
For real.
Savvy's Workshop is hidden and ducked off. And you have to find somebody to take you there so you can make your reservation to be in this little time frame when, you know, for them to let you in to build the lightsabers. I can't wait for that, though. I already know which one I'm going with. Elemental Nature. That's the one I'm going with.
Elemental Nature?
Mm-hmm. That's the one. Because you can do, I think it's Peace and Protection, Elemental Nature, Power and Control, and I can't remember what the fourth one is. But I think you have at least like four main different Jedi sided choices you can go with to make your lightsaber based off those parts. And then you go in and then they let you build your own lightsaber and you pick your kyber crystal and all that shit.
That's what's up. Shout out to the mouse.
Yeah, man. I'm just trying to decide what kyber crystal I'm gonna pick. I have a lightsaber that's blue already, but if I'm gonna build my own, which one would I pick? And you can pick between green, blue, purple, red. That's all I know at the time. It might interchange them. I don't know. I'm trying to decide what I'm gonna do.
That's what's up.
So switching from, I guess, Disney to Warner Brothers. These guys, they know what they're doing, man. Well, in certain circumstances, because animated-wise, they know what they're doing. Batman Long Halloween was very good. With the shows, they leave it up to CW to do what they do and write it the way they write it. The only shows that really are good anymore is Stargirl and Legends of Tomorrow. Flash has been disappointing me, as you guys have heard several times over. They're making me really mad. I might not watch season 8. But your favorite and mine, John Constantine, Matt Ryan, not the quarterback for the Falcons.
Nah.
Is gonna be out of here, dog. But not off the show. He's done being Constantine. He's gonna be recast as another character, Dr. Gwen Davies, an eccentric scientist from the early 20th century who might be the team's only hope. And also in season 7, Amy Louise Pemberton, who was Gideon. We thought we were going to get a live action Gideon on Flash. No, Gideon is going to be on Legends of Tomorrow. Excuse me. The voice actress and facial mocap of Gideon from Flash and Legends of Tomorrow will finally be in person on there. So CW's given us a few things, but they ain't Flash. I'm not mad at it.
I mean, shout out. I ain't seen
Legends and Stargirl are the only two shows that I really like on CW anymore, because I like them.
I gave Legends of Tomorrow half a first season, and
no,
they turned the Power Rangers to me, and I just said I'm good.
It got cheesy, but then they fixed it. Check it out. After Crisis on Infinite Earths, when Oliver died, it got better. It got way better. So these were some offhanded conversations that were had left and right, here and there, about Nubia. For those of you guys who don't know, not all black chicks who cosplay as what you think as Wonder Woman are cosplaying as Wonder Woman. Some of them are actually cosplaying as Nubia, Wonder Woman's, you know, more melanin concentrated sister. In the 1970s was an interesting time for black superheroes. DC Comics had Black Lightning, Bumblebee, and of course Nubia. With black exploitation carving a genre for itself in Hollywood, there was a fascination with creating characters that look similar to characters from Shaft and Cleopatra Jones. You can see the evidence in the creation of these characters like Luke Cage, which heavily leans into the 70s slang and mannerisms. Nubia is technically the first black woman superhero from DC Comics. Some will argue that it's Bumblebee, despite her coming a few years later. Bumblebee, the chick from Titans, what was she? Titans East? Titans West?
Titans West.
Yeah. That girl. She in Teen Titans, she was the young black girl with the two puffballs on the side of her head, and she could shrink real little. She came after Nubia, who is actually a Thanissaran, who is black, and Wonder Woman's sister of sorts. She is Wonder Woman in her own right. And it just happened, we were talking about the fact that, you know, I would like to see Nubia be brought in some kind of animated form. And it seems that now there are people that, and voices that are saying, hey, we kind of want that too. We might get it. It says here that Nubia was first introduced in 1973. Readers didn't know she was black, and in her debut, Wonder Woman introducing Nubia, covered her entire body. The only thing we saw from her identity that revealed her was her long hair. During the battle with Diana, she removed her helmet and revealed she was also Wonder Woman. However, Nubia at the time lived and ruled on an island full of men instead of women. She donned a streak of white hair, similar to another black female superhero. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And she initially was a foe to Diana. When the hit TV show Wonder Woman was aired starring Linda Carter, there was talk about adding Nubia to the series. Actress Teresa Graves was the first black actress to have her own drama TV show, and she was considered to play the role. According to Entertainment Health, it came to a halt when the show moved to CBS. Since then, Nubia has been featured in a handful of comics throughout the years. Nubia has been severely underutilized up until now. In 2017, artist and illustrator Marcus Williams went viral for his Wonder Woman art, and he put Nubia next to her. That's usually the artwork you guys see. They're both kind of like super soft looking. That's the best way I could put it. They look strong female, but they also give them that classic very small waist but lean muscular woman body type from like the 90s or the 80s you would see. And that was where most of the resurgence of Nubia's popularity came from. People wonder if she's a friend or a foe. I mean, she is clearly a friend of Wonder Woman. She just has her own standards. Although she hasn't been in a lot of comics through the 70s and 80s, she only appeared in a handful of comics. She was used as a formidable fighter against Diana. However, during the mid-80s, Nubia changed. She went from being the black sister made from clay to being her own Wonder Woman of Earth and the Amazons. She even teamed up with Calvin Ellis, who is the president and also Black Superman. Shout out once again. So maybe Michael B.
Jordan. I'm about to say, I knew you were going to say it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe he knew what was up and was like, hey, man, I want Nubia on my shit.
Bro, if Michael B. Jordan cast his own
Black Nubia, Wonder Woman?
No, his own. Yeah, if he'd
be fine.
If he do that and it be fine, it is what it is, bro. Like, I mean, if he do it and it's, that's it. If he does it, that's all he got to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because she doesn't show up a lot in the comics.
He do his movie, then he'd be like, bro, I got a spinoff.
Right. Nubia. I had Nubia in there. She wasn't a big part, but she was in it. So I want her to be.
That's the sequel. He gonna shoot it at the same time. He gonna make them pay for it. But like, shit, y'all know how to pay for it. Nah, bro, y'all got to let
me do it. You got to let it out.
Right, let's do it.
And I'm not mad at it. But yeah, I think it's time for Nubia to get her own shine. You know what I mean? We've got Black Superman. We've got Black Batman. We've got Black Green Lanterns. A couple of them. I think it's time to go ahead and let Nubia get her shine as well.
Yeah, man. That would be dope. I'm looking forward to that.
Yes. Y'all made Impulse Black on Flash. I'm not going to say anything about that. I'm not going to. I'm just not. Impulse is one of my favorite speedsters. I don't like what CW did with him. I'm just not going to go any further.